The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. And Jesus said to Nicodemus, "No one has gone up to heaven except the one who has come down from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so that the Son of Man will also be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but so that the world might be saved through him." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
We have here a very short excerpt in today's Gospel from a long discussion that Jesus engages with Nicodemus. In order to understand the full impact of this, we will have to read the third chapter, to begin at the very beginning of chapter 3. This little excerpt we have is taken from the third chapter in the book of John. The beginning of this is that Nicodemus comes to Jesus by night. It says he comes to Jesus by night. Well, John doesn't mean after dark when he says by night. He means he is in darkness. Nicodemus, now being a person of great prominence, a member of the Sanhedrin, he's well off, politically connected, socially prominent, but there's something missing from his life. He has some darkness in his life. He's not sure where to go, so he comes to Jesus. And he announces to Jesus that he knows that he is a prophet. "No one can do the works you do unless God is with him," he says. And then he goes through this conversation. And Jesus says to him, "Unless you are born again, you cannot enter the kingdom. What's born of the flesh is flesh. What's born of the spirit is spirit." And then we come on to today's gospel. Dying is not something that comes easy. We have to die to something in order to be born again. We have to sacrifice. We have to see in the cross a call to a new life, to a certain redemption. So don't pray to get rid of the cross until you first reflect on the meaning and the grace and the gift of the moment. Now, we're all caught in a time of sacrifice these days where our lifestyle has changed. Is there a teaching here for us? Is there a teaching that we have to die to something and be reborn? We will be reborn in gratitude. We'll be reborn in praise of God. We'll be reborn in our faith, since our faith puts everything into perspective. Where is it that we need to die and be reborn? "Unless the seed falls to the earth and dies," says the Gospel of John, "it remains just a seed. But if the seed falls to the earth and dies, then it rises up to new life." That's the whole teaching of the Gospel. That's the meaning of the cross. The cross is so central to our identity in terms of ritual, in terms of, you know, something visible, but the cross must be part of our identity in the manner in which we live. It must be part of our awareness that in dying we are born again. Dying to prejudice, dying to murmuring. That first reading has the people of Israel, their great sin was they murmured. When things didn't go right, they murmured against God. That was a great sin during the Exodus. So don't murmur against God. Listen to the moment and allow the presence of God and the teaching of God and the presence of the cross to become a time of grace. We learn about ourselves. The cross teaches us about ourselves, teaches us about our depth. It summons a renewal of our faith. It calls us to a new way of praying. So when we speak about the exaltation of the cross, we're talking about something so fundamental to our identity as followers of Jesus Christ that don't murmur. Listen to the presence of the cross. It summons something much deeper inside of us, something the world will not explain the cross. The world rejects the cross. Only in the power of the Holy Spirit and in the name of Jesus Christ can we begin to value the exaltation of the cross. Amen.